Today we have a guest joining us here in our studio. Sharon Guffey Lewis is with us here this morning. We're going to talk about some things happening at the Hitchcock House very soon. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's your summer going?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, outside of that.
Busy.
Yeah, outside of that little storm the other day.
Yes, that's very true. We had a little bit of a blow.
Yeah, a lot of folks did around these parts. We hope everything cleans up nicely. And
hope so.
We waited so long to get these trees in bloom again.
Yes.
Hate to see that happen.
It takes a long time to grow a tree, so.
Yeah, it does.
Very short time, a wind can destroy it.
Yeah, it can. Well, I hope there's not many damage down there near the Hitchcock House.
I haven't heard, so I think I would have heard.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
There. Make sure, because there's some old growth trees down in that location.
Very much so.
Yeah, let's talk Hitchcock House here this morning. That's why we sat down here today.
Yes.
You have an event coming up here on July 8th after the holiday.
Yes, we do. We have the Council Bluffs Community Band coming to the Hitchcock House to play a concert. This is a band of, I think up to 50 people. And they're former musicians, former music teachers, people who just enjoy playing instruments and getting together and having a good time and providing music. They normally play at the Bayless Park in the summer, and they actually quit at the end of June. So this is, they're kind of stretching their summer performance scheduled for us. But they play, I think, in the spring and the fall. Just entertain the people who are in the park and walking by and so forth. So we're anxious and excited to have them come. It will be at 4 o'clock, and we're going to serve have a meal available of pulled pork sandwiches or made rights and some chips and drinks for people for a free will donation. And we're also asking a free will donation for the band. They don't really charge, but we would like to compensate them for their effort to come out to the Hitchcock House and for just being a part of the program for our summer. So we hope that people will come and listen, bring your lawn chair, sit under the shade trees, and enjoy some good old-fashioned band music.
Yeah. Get them a little gas money anyway for the drive over. Huh?
That's exactly right. Certainly. We will do that.
Now, you said they have like maybe up to 50 members. You can get a pretty good sound with that many members.
I'm sure you can. He doesn't know. I mean, I don't think they all can come, you know, every time. It's kind of a flexible schedule for them. Sure. But the director is Don Jacobson. And he said, they're really excited to come to the Hitchcock House. So he said, I think I'll have a really good turnout.
Have they played here before?
No, they have not.
Oh, so they'll get a chance to get a little historical lesson,
yes,
too.
Yes, they will. The house will close for tours. Well, we close at 4:15 is our last tour any day. So it'll be after the house closes. And so we hope that people can come. And if it is really hot that day, we hope that, maybe by that time of the day, it'll be a little bit cooler. And there's nice shade and almost always a breeze at the Hitchcock House.
I was going to say, you're up on that hill. You've got a little breeze there. Plenty of shade trees.
Exactly. I love to work out there. My husband and I take care of the flower beds, and we usually go either early morning or evening because there's always a breeze, and it's just a great place to work.
Yeah, when you get a breeze up there, too, as you get into this time of the year, the corn is tall enough, you can kind of hear the corn swaying in the background.
Yes.
You get all that natural ambiance up there in that location. Is it kind of big band music then? What kind of music will they play?
I think of a variety. They do some patriotic things, and of course it's just right after 4th of July, so I'm sure they'll do some patriotic things. They do march music, like, you know, John Philip Sousa things, and I'm sure some big band sounds also.
A lot of popular things we'll recognize.
Yes, for sure.
Very good. And folks can come out and enjoy and, like I said, take in some of that. There's plenty of other things there. I've been up there for many events. It's always a relaxed time, whether they're serving ice cream, lemonade, cookies, and things. You know, if you just bring your lawn chair, you're going to find a good spot.
Yes, that's for sure. And do bring your lawn chairs because we'll provide chairs for the band, but we don't have a lot. And besides, our chairs are all those hard folding chairs. So
get something comfy.
Yes, bring something comfortable. You don't want to sit on a hard folding chair.
No. How are things at the Hitchcock House? How's the season going for you?
Really well. Really well. We opened with the Cass County School children coming, and that's always fun and was a really good event. I believe we had six classes that came through this year. And it's just amazing how people find out about us. Our signage on the roads has really helped. A lot of people say that, well, we saw the sign and we just decided we'd come and take a look and see what it was all about. So it's amazing. But we've had a good summer. We really have.
Because it's in our own backyard, we tend to sometimes overlook those things.
Yes.
And just take them for granted and think it's just kind of a local attraction. Nobody else is really too interested in these things. But they'd be shocked, I suppose, if they looked at the register there, where people come from.
Yes, we've had people. I mean, we have people from Europe who come. We have people from a lot of the states that hear about it. We advertise in the Our Iowa magazine, and that attracts a lot of people. They see the advertisement in there, and people bring their grandkids when they come to visit. It's become a good place for local folk to bring relatives and friends when they come for the summer to spend some time here. So we get a lot of visitors that way. But last year, I should have looked that up, but I believe we had over 3,000 visitors.
Very good.
And that's a good amount. You know, we're pretty hidden, so the signage has helped a lot, and we advertise a lot, so that brings us to the forefront.
You bet.
Forefront.
Well, there've been a lot of renovations over the years there to obviously keep this viable, but you've always tried to be as true as possible to the original design, original materials, all those kinds of things, as best you can.
Yes, and that's a requirement, really. We are a National Historic Landmark, and so we have to be very cautious and careful and usually ask permission first. This is not one of those cases where you do it and then ask for forgiveness. You ask first, and so we're very cautious about what we do. This year we are working on painting the windows. It's just like any other house. Mm-hmm. It needs upkeep. By fall we hope to have it tuck pointed again. That has to occur about every 10 years. And the basement doors have to be fixed this year. And it's just a constant upkeep of it. And some people don't understand that. But it's like a house.
Sure.
That any house you have, it requires upkeep. And we work hard at that. That's where probably the majority of our money goes, is for the upkeep of it.
There aren't many paid staff there at the Hitchcock House. It largely runs on volunteers.
It is almost all volunteers. We do have a caregiver there, or a caretaker. Mm-hmm. Her name is Sue Rogers, and she does a wonderful job of keeping it clean and so that it always is presentable to the public. But the rest of it is all volunteer work, by and large. We of course, have to pay people to do things like the tuck pointing and that type of thing. But the majority of it is through the advisory board that takes care of it, and we all pitch in and help. And this year we acquired the ferry house, and so we're working on getting it ready to... I don't know that we will do tours there because it's a small house and there's not just a lot to tour, but it does have a good history, and so we're working on getting that cleaned up and ready to present to the public too. So we'll have two wonderful places in Lewis to show people.
Well, and you've always got opportunities for folks. You can always use a couple of more hands to help
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
And I'm guessing a few more dollars never hurts.
Absolutely. We operate mostly on grants and donations. So if anyone wants to donate to us, we would be more than happy to receive it. And when you make a donation, you get a little card that says you get two free tours as a little thank you for the donations. But yes, we are always grateful for donations. And we had some of Milton Hitchcock family come through just a couple of weeks ago. So the family of the Hitchcock family does continue to support it and to, and when they can, none of them, of course, live around here, but when they can and come through, they like to tour it also.
You bet. I know they've been good supporters over the years, both
yes.
financially and also they've been very yes. good cheerleaders yes. for the project,
we
too.
We lost Merle this year, and she was a big supporter of it, and teaching her family about it. It was mm-hmm. interesting how she wanted her grandchildren to know about the house, too, and the family connection to the house.
Yeah, a lot of purpose and history there.
Yes.
You know, the nice thing is, too, you talk about the ferry house being added as another attraction there. You've got the Freedom Rock there in Lewis as
yes.
well. You can really make a day of it these
yes.
days.
Yes, and they have a nice restaurant, and so it's Lewis has got a lot of really good attractions now.
You bet. Well, come on out and have just a fun day and kind of check things out if you haven't been there in a while and just relax in the shade. 4 o'clock
yes.
on July 8th, the Council Bluffs Community Band will be performing there. Just have a few snacks and enjoy.
We will have a meal available yep. if people would like to, and it will be a donation also. And so if you don't have to eat supper before you come, you can sit in the shade, listen to the band, and eat your supper.
Let someone else do the dishes.
That's right. So
perfect.
Come and join us.
Excellent. Well, Sharon, thanks for coming in and sharing with us this morning about all the good stuff happening. There'll be plenty more things going on at the Hitchcock House we'll talk about as yes. the year rolls through. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.